Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
A few weeks ago, we brought you this story with the Erie County Clerk. He joined me. He gave an update to Bowerly. Bowerly and I are kind of going back and forth on this story, and the clerk is with us now. Mickey, welcome back.
Hey, Joe. How are you doing today?
It's Friday. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing outstanding, too.
All right. So I have been following your socials, and you've given us two updates to fill everyone in. The county... again, through the letters from the Public Works Commissioner, have been trying to take an office that is an office within your office for the Buffalo News, which we'll talk about their announcement later in the show. And you filed a complaint. You told them that wasn't okay. Where are we this Friday, Mickey?
Sure, Joe. You know, after I wrote the letter to the county executive, I didn't hear anything for a couple of days. I assumed because nothing was happening that we were good. I was leaving the office the other day, and there was a gentleman, and he was looking at the door lock, and I asked him what he was doing there, and he stated that he was there to change the locks. And I said, well, who do you work for? And he conveyed to me that he got a direct order from the Commissioner of Public Works to change the locks. I said, well, get the hell out of there. I said, you know who I am? He says, yes, I know you're the county clerk. And I said, well, don't touch anything in there. Let me handle this. So he left. He was very respectful. He was just doing his job. So I don't blame him. I got on the phone with the commissioner, called him right away. And he said, they're going forward one way or the other. They're going forward. They're taking the office. And I told him that it's a violation of a local law. Back in 1987, the Erie County Legislature gave the authority to the county clerk at that time to license all surplus space in the Erie County Clerk's office. As I stated previously, we work with many title companies, and they pay a significant amount of money for the proximity downtown to the clerk's office, nearly $1,000 a month, over $12,000 a year. That's revenue that comes in to help defray costs in the clerk's office. That's revenue for Erie County, nearly $120,000. And, once again, we didn't know what was going to happen. I came into work the next day, and, you know, I would have loved to stay, but fortunately, because I was looking forward to seeing my daughter was at, daycare services. I had to go pick her up, so I couldn't stay. But the next day, I got in, and the locks were changed. And I looked, and they moved all of everything, including confidential pistol permit files. They moved it into a room, just threw it in there without any care or concern. We had over 30 reams of paper. Remember, Joe, I told you, it took us 6 weeks to get paper. We were so close to running out of paper. We've been trying to work with the purchasing department. But every time you order paper and envelopes in Erie County, I've never heard this before. They bid it out every single time. So 6-7 weeks, We might have had to close the clerk's office to business because of the inefficiency of us getting these approvals for paper. I mean, this is just going on and on. I don't know if it's being done purposely, but it was close. So we had over 30 reams of paper, and they just moved those up onto top of cabinets. And, you know, we have a lot of women that work for us in the office, not saying that they couldn't handle it, but God forbid, you know, lifting up, you know, 30 pounds of weight is not easy. I was concerned about that, so we had to let the staff know. In addition to that, some of the files that they may have to get at, once again, they did not communicate. They just think this is a surplus room that we don't utilize for our day-to-day operations. You know, thank God we were able to get some of the stuff out of there, some confidential stuff, but we couldn't even open up our pistol permit file cabinets. Finally, once again, they do not respect the office. They do not respect me from the standpoint of they don't understand that we have confidential meetings in the conference room adjacent to that. Once again, I was very upset, and I happened to call the county executive and tell him he hasn't returned my call. He hasn't returned my letter. I finally got him on the phone, and I told him, you know, we have the local law. This needs to be done. You need to change your mind. He told me that, you know, basically something about freedom of the press. And I said, yeah, freedom of the press doesn't mean you get free space. And, you know, we had some words. And then in addition to that, I received a letter from the county executive. And in the letter, he states that we have an obligation to the Buffalo News. An obligation. To me, it's you just because it's freedom of the press doesn't mean you get free office space. To me, it's a gift of public funds. And, Joe, I filed a resolution with the legislature. I mean, once again, that local law was 1987. I am going to fight this as long as I can. But right now, that space, the locks have been changed, and we do not have access to that room.
So you currently, as we speak, do not have access to that room, but they're not going to go ahead and put the Buffalo News there, right? I mean, they have to resolve your complaint.
No, that's their plan. No, that's the plan. They're continuing their plan. That's the plan to put the Buffalo News there. So I filed a resolution with the legislature. Matter of fact, I got a private email from Sandra Tan stating that she didn't like that I was using the word quid pro quo. She said there was never a quid pro quo with the county executive and herself. And I said, you know, basically she said her editors will be watching. To me, that sounded like a threat.
That does.
When you say my editors will be watching. And so once again, I mean, to me, you know, the county executive, he's going forward with this. And I told him that, you know, we are going to fight him every step of the way. And, you know, some of the other things that he said, I told him he's got to mind his business on. So, you know, look at Joe. I'm not afraid of these people. I fought some big shots in Albany, Sheldon Silver, some nasty people that went to prison. And, you know, if we got to fight them, I'm going to fight them. But this is it. We're at the Rubicon. We're at the crescendo. They have unilaterally locked independently elected official Alfam space that they had been duly given the authority by the Erie County Legislature under a local law. I hope the legislature, you know, comes to their senses. I did speak to the chairman of the legislature, Mr. Timothy Myers. He said he's going to look into it. It's the first that he's hearing of it, but I'm hopeful. But Joe, this is so egregious that they are changing the locks for a private entity. And, you know, I got the letter from Mr. Polenkars, and listen, literally, this is what he says. We have an obligation to the Buffalo News. Those are his words, not my words. An obligation. Are you kidding me? She said she deserves this. She doesn't deserve this. Just because the news bureau was there, you know, and the 8th Judicial District, you know, reclaimed that space, they can go anywhere. We're not against media being there. And I told Bowerly, and you know I told you, I said, if you guys wanted it, the answer is no. We can't have media in that space adjacent to that space. Now, is there other space, you know, that we could have in the clerk's office? Of course. We've got some room down by the title searchers that if someone needs Wi-Fi or if someone needs to talk on the phone, but that's not good enough for the county executive.
So... The resolution with the legislature, what other action can be taken? I mean, I am surprised that Tim Myers says he hasn't heard it, because I thought Tim Myers listened to the program. I'm kind of upset to hear that. But what can be taken if the legislature won't budge?
Well, here's what could happen. If we have to, and I don't want to, but if we could file what's called an Article 78, if something is arbitrary and capricious, this is something that happens all the time in the Poland Cars administration. They skirt the laws. They play in the gray areas. And from the county attorney to the head of DISS giving away our emails to the county attorney without our notification, they play in the gray area. So what we would do is we'll go to court. We would ask for an immediate remedy, a return of the space back to the county clerk's office. I mean, Joe, what a waste of time. This is such a waste of time to please a private entity, the Buffalo News, who's not even here anymore. They're in Cleveland. They've laid off all their printing. They don't even print the paper here anymore, which was once a great industry providing fair news. It's just definitely gone downhill from my standpoint.
Can I ask you, because yesterday you had all the issues with the traffic going on, and the county executive was too busy on social media going after you. Do you think this has something to do with the fact that you won't budge on the office?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Of course. I mean, listen, I wrote the letter. I waited and waited. I couldn't take it. You know what leadership is? Leadership is picking up the phone and talking to people that you don't get along with. That's what leadership is. I picked up the phone and I called him. Now, to his credit, he answered the phone. So that's a good start, right? So you got to have a call and then you got to have an answer, right, Joe? When you were dating your wife, she didn't pick up the phone, you wouldn't be married today. So he picked up the phone. we started the conversation. And you know what? And I told him, I'm sick and tired of this, you know, innuendo, this nonsense. You know, I said it the last time, if you don't want to do the job anymore, then give it to somebody else. Let's get where they're supposed to be there for the taxpayers. They are worried. Why are they so worried about the Buffalo News? Tell me about this. Why are they so upset and they're putting themselves on the line for this private entity? Why are they doing that? They changed the locks. They know they violated the law, because in the letter that I received from the county executive, not once does he say you're wrong on the law. All he says is we have an obligation to the Buffalo News. Do you agree having a free press reporting on the daily affairs of county results in a better county government for our mutual constituents? Yes, but it doesn't have to be in that room. Joe, you know, with technology, people have laptops, people have phones. I mean, I don't know when the last time I've seen a reporter from the Buffalo News come into the county clerk's office. They normally do everything via email and on the phone. That's the modern day reporter, right? In the old days, I get it. The reporter was embedded. When I was at City Hall on the council, Brian Meyer, he was embedded. He would be there at the meetings, And I know he, I believe he had an office over there. So once again, times have changed with technology, but you don't take an independently elected official. You don't take staff that's being utilized on a day-to-day basis and you give it to a private entity. I mean, I don't know why. Why do you do this? I am baffled.
Yeah, I mean, they give, you know, they give very positive coverage to the Democrats in county politics. Let's be honest. I think that has something to do with it. Were you surprised to see the county executive post what he posted yesterday about the comptroller audit?
Yes, I was. You know what? Here's the thing. You know, that's one of the things I talked to him about. You know, I like to tell people to their face. You know, we stated in there every single audit that has been committed, that has been done by whether it's the comptroller, whether it's been a third party, whether it's been done by the state comptroller, the investigation by the district attorney, investigation by the sheriff. Every time they finish their investigations, do you know what they say, Joe? We want to thank the Erie County Clerk's Office for cooperating with this investigation. When Comptroller Hardwick came to my office, and to his credit, he walked down. He said, "Mickey, I think there's a problem." And I've known the man for over 40 years. And, you know, we talked about it and said, you know, I want to be part of the solution, not the problem. Let's co-sign a letter, which we did. And we started the investigation together. And I said, you know, as part of good government, I think it would be good. And, you know, that sort of went off the rails a little bit when we saw sort of the methodology that they were using. However, in the end, a person went to jail for breaching the public trust. And because someone put in an email to themselves, it wasn't even an email. There was nothing in there. They put that in there. To me, you know, the Buffalo News, and I've gotten phone calls. I think it's funny that the day that I came out against the Buffalo News, they run that, and I'm waiting for an editorial. The editorial will probably be next, but I think it's funny, and I think it's really close. It's really close because for an elected official for defamation, the standard is malice, and it's very close. That headline is trying to imply that I knew something, which I didn't, that I seen those emails, which I didn't, and there were only two emails, and they were emails to himself saying specific things in the headline, and they're trying to make something big into it. Hey, I say if someone has a problem with it, investigate it. And I talked to the county district attorney yesterday, and I conveyed to him what was going on with the space because of the uncertainty with the space. Now he has to make new plans. And he's like, "Mickey, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to just come up with new plans because of the uncertainty and what's going on." So I give him a lot of respect. You know, he tried his best. We try to work together. So the office space given to the Buffalo News, I think, why would you give that to them? And the county executive, once again, stating and comment on that. Yes, he can comment on that, but comment on the facts. Do you know, Joe, that one of the things that did come out in this forensic audit, which was laughable, but one of the things that did come out was that, and we didn't know this, and I did, and I mentioned this to the district attorney, I'm going to call the sheriff, I'm going to call all the elected officials, and I'm going to let the legislature know that for 2 months in 2021 and in 2022 during COVID, a lot of stuff going on during COVID, emails disappeared. They were deleted by the county government. Now, you would think that if every single email for 1 month was deleted, that they would reach out and talk to the county-wide officials and say, "Hey, just don't want to let you know that we had an issue." But it not only happened once, it happened in May of 2021, November of 2021 and May of 2022. It happened again. Why did those emails disappear? And I think that's something the legislature needs to look at and review, the day-to-day operations of what's going on. So, yes, Joe, you know, we've been open and transparent, and we've worked with them. And the big thing that came from this audit, once again, third-party audit, no more criminal activity. It was a sole person. No additional criminal conduct was found to have occurred by any county employee. and no additional missing or misappropriated funds were discovered. The problem is it was a lot of money that was spent for taxpayers to review. There was no new recommendations. It was duplicative of the Erie County Comptroller, over $165,000. That's a pretty expensive amount of money just to say, yep, the comptroller got it right. They found that one person, and they're in state prison.
Well, I will say this, Mickey. Anytime we ever ask you to come on the show, regardless of what the topic is, I don't think you've ever turned us down. The county executive is the complete opposite. And, you know, again, we'd like to get both sides of the story, but we appreciate you always coming with us, coming to us. With the information, and look forward to another update, hopefully an update that says you get your office back.
Joe, I hope so, because, you know, this is getting to the point where it is quite ridiculous that we're there to do the people's work. You shouldn't be weaponizing an office, right? It should be there for the public good. And you know, this is why I'm a big proponent of term limits. Huge proponent, because, you know, you get new administrations 3-4 years and things just fall apart.
100%. Mickey, always great talking with you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Joe.
That is Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns. More after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.